Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Americans really are quitting in droves. 4.5 million at last count. These latest labor numbers we see from November of 2021 alone. 4.5 million Americans moving on from their job, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. And, you know, it's been called the big quit, the great resignation, whatever you want to call it. Workers are certainly transitioning right now. Recruitment expert Jason Wachtel with J.W. Michaels is with us to talk about it. Jason, thanks so much for the time.
Thank you very much for having me.
So the great resignation, we've heard the term since probably early last year. Why do you think people are quitting at record numbers at this point?
Well, I think it's a few factors. I think now that we've been in this COVID world since March 2020, the business world has completely changed. I know as the owner of J.W. Michaels, I expected everybody in the office 5 days a week. And the idea that 2 years later that most companies would have adjusted to a hybrid model is sort of mind-blowing. So I think what you're seeing is a lot of businesses have, or business owners have not transitioned their thought process into saying, okay, what am I going to do to adjust to the changing times? And the changing times are people do not want to be in the office 5 days a week. So employers that are rigid in that requirement of a 5 days a week, candidates are saying, I don't want to work there. And there's so many options, so many cutting edge companies that are changing their programs that people are just quitting knowing that there's so many different opportunities out there because of this new hybrid world that we live in.
Now, 1 in 7 jobs are remote. And it feels like I know personally, more than 1 in 7 of my friends are working remote right now. It feels that way. It really has changed. For those companies that are struggling to retain employees, what do you think they should be doing differently?
Well, the first thing they have to do is adjust their work schedule. As you mentioned, it said 1 out of 6 or 1 out of 7 are working remote. I think that number is significantly higher. But the first thing you got to do is you got to listen to your employees. The employees do not want to be in the office 5 days a week. And I think we've seen that the majority of businesses have functioned extremely well working hybrid. So if people are happy, are actually able to work more because they're not commuting, you have to make that adjustment. Otherwise, you're going to lose all the great people that work for you. But also, you're never going to be able to obtain the best talent the market has to offer if you're not going to be flexible and change your work schedule to a hybrid schedule.
Besides the work schedule, what can companies do to better serve employees?
I think there's a few things. First thing is, in addition to the hybrid schedule, there has to be a separation of work and home bounds. So people are working hybrid. They're really not commuting. So they could be on at 7 or 8 o'clock in the morning and working to 6, 7, 8 o'clock at night. So as an owner or a boss, what you have to do is at 5 or 6 o'clock, you have to turn off your computer. You can't be emailing your employees. You can't be emailing your employees on the weekend. And you absolutely cannot be emailing your employees on vacation unless it is an absolute emergency. So I think the first thing you have to do is recognize that we're in a new world. You can't have people connected 24/7. You have to have time where you let the employee spend time with their family, relax. Because working remotely is great, but there is huge burnout. And if you don't balance that fine line, you're going to lose your employees.
Is this great resignation trend? I mean, is this a perpetual thing? Is this a certain part of the workforce that's just has decided always we're going to be churning through our jobs every so often? Or will things calm down, do you think, a little bit in the coming year?
Well, I think there's a few factors. I think one of the things that we have to consider, too, is the baby boomers are getting to the point where they're retiring. So you're having a lot of people that are leaving the workforce. And now you have these new people that generally the 30 to 45 year old people and older, they're never working the same job for 25 or 30 years. So I think you have a retiring baby boomer population. You have a change in culture in regards to people don't work at the same company for 20 years, and you have an economy that is absolutely booming. I don't see how this isn't going to continue for at least the next few years.
Understood. Well, we'll look for that. And so just tell us more about J.W. Michaels and Company.
So J.W. Michaels, we're an executive recruiting firm. We have offices throughout the country. In Texas, we're headquartered in Dallas, Austin, and Houston. And we place professionals in the legal, compliance, IT, accounting, and finance areas at your biggest hedge funds, law firms, Fortune 500 companies. And what we've seen now is 2021 was the most incredible year with hiring, and 2022 is already starting to be a record year. So I think if you are an employee, the competition for your services is amazing. And if you own a business, you have to be cutting edge, both hybrid and extra sort of activities and training, if you want to really succeed in this really tough job market.
Well, great to talk to you again. We really appreciate your wisdom about the industry, and good luck to you guys as you help businesses get through 2022.
John, I very much appreciate it. It's a pleasure as always.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.